So I've started my classes, and of course it's not, you don't jump right into the ocean or the swimming pool. It's about the foundation first, and so that's the classes I'm taking and learning. And it's interesting, and it just, helps you to set the direction for what to expect when you other options and finding your path. So it's very interesting, and I'm glad that I started this. And I've also I'm trying to find a place to live. So I went to a church, and I met with this woman, and it was a Catholic church, and it's nearby. And I met with this woman, and she was explaining to me the process of being on the list for affordable housing. And I hope there's at least one person on who's listening, who's going through something similar, very similar. If you're in New York, this one tip that she gave me that I want to share is that you have to look on the website like every 2 to 3 days, to every other day, to see what new apartments are available. And she said you have to do that so you could be first on the waiting list instead of 501st. So once a lottery opens, apply if you qualify with your income. So that was great. And being that I was in the church, just, I mean, how could I not offer to be a volunteer with the course I'm take the courses I'm going to be taking? And what was interesting in the study that I took yesterday, it talked about finding a mentor. So prior to the study, I was at the church speaking with this woman, getting help about affordable housing. And she also said that she was going to send me additional applications and that I would have to apply for on paper, not just Housing Connect, which I think is wonderful. And she says so far everything looks in order, and she doesn't have to fix anything, so which is great. So I've been doing this correctly. I was worried about that because understanding. I think that they don't make things as simple as I'd hope it to be, just being that I've had brain injuries. So sometimes I'll make mistakes when I'm navigating through websites. And but with Housing Connect, there's a lot of steps you have to take. I mean, it took me a long time to figure out Social Security for disability. I made a lot of mistakes in that process, and I think it was because I was very early. And my rehabilitation, was soon after my stroke. They have people help you in the hospital, and when I was in the rehabilitation center in California, they have people to help you. But once you leave, you're on your own. And so it was difficult navigating the medical process, and it was difficult navigating the application process. And so I just had to get someone else to do it. I had to hire an attorney because I kept making mistakes, which prolonged my wait. But thankfully, I stayed on track, and I was patient, and I'm receiving disability. But I needed help. But with Housing Connect, being that That process started in 2020. I started the process in Housing Connect in 2021. And I'm constantly on the website making sure things are updated. And so I did it the correct way, and there are no mistakes, which is wonderful. And so I just wanted to say that make sure if you're early in your rehabilitation from a brain injury and you're on Housing Connect, or even if you just it's hard to understand, get someone to help you. There's a the one thing I found difficult was finding this advocate. Housing Connect, you have to navigate, really dig into the website to find it. It's not easy. I found it once and I had hoped I had remembered the steps, but then I forgot and I had to dig and find it again. So you can find advocates in whatever borough you want to live in to help you with the application process. And she's going to help me with the when I get selected, she's going to help me with all the documentation. She's going to help me with that process. And I need her help with that because yeah, I'm not that savvy, not yet. So it was a blessing that I was God placed me in this position. And she even called me while I was on my way. And she said, "Are you coming? I know it's the weather's bad outside, it's raining." I told her, I said, "I'm one stop away. I will be there in a little bit." And I just, the excitement, just the fact that I need help. I need housing. So as right now I'm praying for it. This is a way of prayer. And God led me to where I needed to be. And then there was the thing, the test is like, are you gonna ask to be a volunteer? Because I'm shy. Like I said, this is easy. Talking to a phone is easy. But people, it's hard for me. I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very reserved. I'll watch people. But I immediately at the end of her helping me, I told her that if they ever needed a volunteer, I'm available, and told her the days that I work, I'm available any other day. The only thing that would stop me is if I have a doctor's appointment. But if they're flexible with that, I can come after. But I really want to volunteer. And then in this study, yesterday's study, it was about getting a mentor. So, I mean, God led me in this direction even before I took the study. And I call it a study because I'm a part. I'm studying Unit 2. It's about having a mentor. So, I mean, God is always working, and I can't falter, 'cause it's amazing. And then now I'm watching this show on Apple TV, and it's called The New Look, and it's just about two designers, Coco Chanel and Christian Dior, during the Nazi occupation of France. And it's extremely interesting. And it also made me think of the war in Gaza. And when you think of Jerusalem, I mean, this is where the conflict in my heart comes in, because that's God's chosen people. His chosen land. And being a Christian, you can't pick a side. No matter how much death is on one side and not the other, no matter who is being killed. And the reason why you can't pick a side is because that means that's judgment. Of course, there's sadness in my heart. I mean, I'm human. But I can't choose a side. I can't judge. But when you think of Jerusalem, and you think of what has happened to the Jews, as far as Nazis and concentration camps and one thing I do know is that God is not happy, and God does not want this. So I can't pick a side, and it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, and but I can't agree with a lot of the opinions of like celebrities and you know, I can't agree with what the government is doing, what they've been doing forever, for as long as we can remember. I can have an opinion about it, but I think my opinion is to be in between me and God, because I don't want to place judgment, so I won't express my opinion. The only opinion that I am 100% sure of is God is sad, very sad right now. Because God is love. And that's all I can say. And so I just want to pray just for all of the souls and everyone who's going through something terrible, regardless of where you are or what it is. I just want to pray for all of you. And I want to pray for God. And I just pray that God has more disciples. And I'm one of them. So God bless you, and may God keep you focused on him, and because God already loves you. And I'm excited, very excited on this journey, because I just feel nothing but happiness. So God bless you, and thank you for listening, and good night. Or good afternoon, or good morning, good day, wherever you are around this beautiful world that God has created. Thank you, in every language. Thank you.